Welcome back again to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You'll want to get your Bibles at this time and turn to the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 35. And we'll take our studies from that chapter beginning in verse 1 as we continue our study on Jeremiah, the prophet of courage. Now, before we do that, I want to bring up another argument that has been made, or at least a reason that has been given, as to why it is acceptable in the sight of God to drink alcoholic beverages. I have challenged those of you listening to give me a reason, a Bible reason, where the Bible justifies the drinking of alcohol. And my challenge is that it cannot be done. But some people use reasoning and try to reason to this. And one of the reasons given is this, that in some cultures, it's just that the consumption of alcohol is part of the culture. When I heard this, it had to do with the culture in Germany. And Germany is often used as an example of this. In fact, the person proclaiming this said that he would take Abraham's tactic and said, you could not find 10 people in Germany that did not consume beverage alcohol. And in the context of what he was saying, he said, well, if you were in Germany, then it would be acceptable to go ahead and consume it. And of course, the fallacy of that is obvious. When you're taking that track of Abraham, when he said you could not find 10 righteous, do you remember what that was about? That was about Sodom. God said he was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham said, would you not destroy it for 10? If you could find 10 righteous, would you spare the city? And, of course, we know God didn't find 10, and the city was destroyed. But if culture justified a practice, then the culture of Sodom should have justified fornication, shouldn't it? That's why God destroyed that city. But the culture didn't do it. And so if you cannot find 10 people in Germany that are not consuming beverage alcohol, that doesn't make the consumption of alcohol acceptable in the sight of God in Germany or anywhere else. Listen, we are called out of this world to be God's church. And so we don't participate in the things that the world does. And when God tells us, through the wise man Solomon in Proverbs chapter 23:31, to look not thou upon the wine, he's talking about a condition of our heart. We are not to desire an alcoholic beverages. If we're not to desire alcoholic beverages, then we're not going to consume them. And you can't say, well, it's the culture. No, we're not called to conform to the culture. We read in Romans chapter 12. And verse 2, that we are not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And that involves repentance. And so those who are consuming alcoholic beverages and justifying it on the fact that that is our culture need to renew their minds. They need to repent, and they need to not conform to this world, but be transformed by the power of the Spirit of God as He operates on the heart of man by teaching them His Word. There is no justification for the consumption of poison for pleasure in the Scriptures. And that's what the consumption of alcohol is. It's the consumption of poison. That's why they say it is intoxicating. It's because it is toxic. And so just leave it alone. Now, we're going to get to our lesson here in just a moment in Jeremiah chapter 35. And while you're turning there, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 10 a.m. followed by we have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m. followed by worship at 10 a.m. Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're studying a Sunday school lesson on Jeremiah that was written by E.A. Elam. for the Sunday schools of June the 3rd, 1923. And we're going to start in Jeremiah chapter 35 and verse 1, where it says, "The word of the Lord, which came unto Jeremiah from Jehovah in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah." Now, before we proceed with our lesson, we are instructed to study some things about Jehoiakim. Here's the explanatory notes. The word from Jehovah teaching the lesson of this chapter came to Jeremiah in the days of Jehoiakim, king of Judah. Jehoiakim was the son of Josiah, but Jehoiakim's brother, Jehoahaz, succeeded Josiah to the throne, but he reigned only 3 months in Jerusalem. Pharaoh Necho removed Jehoahaz and placed on the throne his brother Eliakim and changed Eliakim's name to Jehoiakim. Now Jehoiakim reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. He did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah, according to all that his fathers had done. There was a time where he cut into strips the word of God which Jeremiah sent to be read to the people, and he burned it, and he was buried with the burial of an ass. Let me show you where you read about that. We're going to turn to 2 Kings chapter 23, beginning in verse 28, and I'll read down through verse 37. It says here, "Now the rest of the acts of Josiah and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? In his days, Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, went up against the king of Assyria to the river Euphrates, and King Josiah went against him, and Pharaoh Necho slew him at Megiddo when he had seen him. And his servants carried him in a chariot dead from Megiddo, and brought him to Jerusalem, and buried him in his own sepulcher. And the people of the land took Jehoahaz, the son of Josiah, and anointed him, and made him king in his father's stead." 2 Kings 23:31. Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah, according to all that his fathers had done. And Pharaoh Necho put him in bonds in Riblah, in the land of Hamath, that he might not reign in Jerusalem, and put the land to a tribute of 100 talents of silver and 1 talent of gold. And Pharaoh Necho made Eliakim, the son of Josiah, king in the room of Josiah, his father, and changed his name to Jehoiakim. But he took Jehoahaz away, and he came to Egypt and died there. And Jehoiakim gave the silver and the gold to Pharaoh, but he taxed the land to give the money according to the commandment of Pharaoh. He exacted the silver and the gold of the people of the land, of every one according to his taxation, to give it to Pharaoh Necho. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Zebidah, the daughter of Pedaiah of Rumah. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah, according to all that his fathers had done. Now we read this account of when Jehoiakim took the word that he had written, the word of the Lord, sent unto him, and he cut it, the word of God, into strips and burned it in the fire. It was a word he was supposed to read to the people. He did not have much respect for the written word of God, did he? We read about that in Jeremiah chapter 36. And I'd like to read that chapter to you, beginning in Jeremiah chapter 36 and verse 1. And it came to pass in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that this word came to Jeremiah from Jehovah, saying, Take thee the roll of a book, and write therein all the words that I have spoken unto thee against Israel, and against Judah, and against all the nations from the day I spake unto thee, from the days of Josiah, even unto this day. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I purpose to do to them, that they may return every man from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. Jeremiah 36 and verse 4. Then Jeremiah called Baruch, the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of Jehovah which he had spoken unto him upon a roll of a book. And Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I am shut up. I cannot go into the house of Jehovah. Therefore go thou and read the roll which thou hast written from my mouth, the words of Jehovah in the ears of the people in Jehovah's house upon the fast day. And also thou shalt read them in the ears of all Judah that come out of their cities, that it may be they will present their supplication before Jehovah and will return every one from his evil way. For great is the anger and the wrath that Jehovah hath pronounced against this people. And Baruch, the son of Neriah, did according to all that Jeremiah the prophet commanded him, reading in the book the words of Jehovah in Jehovah's house. Jeremiah 36 and verse 9. Now it came to pass in the fifth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, in the ninth month, that all the people in Jerusalem, and all the people that came from the cities of Judah unto Jerusalem, proclaimed a fast before Jehovah. Then read Baruch in the book the words of Jeremiah in the house of Jehovah, in the chamber of Gemara, the son of Shaphan, the scribe, in the upper court, at the entry of the new gate of Jehovah's house, in the ears of all the people. Jeremiah 36 and verse 11. And when Micaiah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Shaphan, heard out of the book all the words of Jehovah, he went down to the king's house and to the scribe's chamber. And lo, all the princes were sitting there, to wit, Elishama the scribe, and Delilah the son of Shemaiah, and Elnathan the son of Achbor, and Jeremiah the son of Shaphan, and Zedekiah the son of Hananiah, and all the princes. Then Micaiah declared unto them all the words that he had heard when Barak read the book in the ears of the people. Therefore all the princes sent Jehudi, the son of Nethaniel, the son of Shemaliah, the son of Cushai, unto Barak, saying, Take in thy hand the roll wherein thou hast read in the ears of the people, and come. So Barak, the son of Neriah, took the roll in his hands, and came unto them. And they said unto him, Sit down now, and read it in our ears. So Barak read it in their ears. Now it came to pass, when they had heard all the words, they turned in fear one toward another, and said to Barak, We will surely tell the king all these words. And they asked Barak, saying, Tell us now, how didst thou write all these words at his mouth? Then Barak answered him, He pronounced all these words unto me with his mouth, and I wrote them with the ink in the book. Then said the princes unto Barak, Go hide thee, and thou, and Jeremiah, and let no man know where you are. Jeremiah 36 and verse 20. And they went in to the king in the court, and they had laid the roll in the chamber, and Elishama the scribe, and they told all the words unto the ears of their king. I'm going to stop there because we're not going to have time to finish the reading of this chapter, and I'll introduce it, and then we'll continue this in our next Bible class.